So again, we wanted to thank everyone for coming to our Sunday program. This evening we're going to be discussing a little bit from the Bhagavad Gita from chapter 13, which is entitled Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness. Text number 26. Srila Prabhupada comments in this chapter that this chapter here is meant to help us understand the position of the personality of Godhead, material nature, and the living entity. Text number 26. Anye tvivam majananta shutve nebhya upasate te picha tittaranteva nityung shuti parayana. Translation. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This verse is particularly applicable to modern society, because in modern society there is practically no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical, but actually there is no knowledge of philosophy. As for the common man, if he is a good soul, then there is a chance for advancement by hearing. This hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing, because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress, especially, according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able to understand everything. The worship of the Supreme Lord will then undoubtedly take place. Lord Chaitanya has said that in this age no one needs to change his position, but one should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. One should learn to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. If one is fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee, hear from him about self-realization, and follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. In this verse particularly, the process of hearing is strongly recommended. And this is very appropriate. Although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers, faithful hearing from an authoritative person will help one transcend this material existence and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is a very important verse, as Srila Prabhupada points out here in the very beginning, very first sentence, that in the modern society, practically, there's no education in spiritual matters. And we can see it. It's self-evident that very few people are truly interested in understanding the workings of the material universe. Of course, there are some speculators, as Srila Prabhupada points out here. Some of these people, they may appear to be philosophically inclined, but actually, there is no knowledge of philosophy. It's explained that philosophy means the study of human morals, character, behavior, or thought. and it means to investigate the laws that regulate the universe. That underlie reality. So, for the most part, people are not interested in such things. They're more interested in just trying to survive and the general tendency is to just do as you like, whatever feels comfortable. Not understanding the consequences, not understanding the laws of nature. And practically we can see that. People are, without any consideration, they engage in so many activities and so many works, not considering what the consequences will be. And just even gross examples of it, we see how they're having some oil crisis, they're having some food crisis, they're having some... the list is there, one after another. And because people are engaged, the general populace is engaged in so many sinful activities, there are consequences. But the general mass of people are ignorant to this. They're thinking that we can buy some material arrangement, adjustment, we can compensate. But the reality is that in order for peace to be there in society, we have to understand what are the basic laws. Srila Prabhupada mentions, and Krishna himself, Lord Krishna, gives the formula for peace in society, bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva lokam eshwaram. That if we understand who is behind all of this, who is controlling, who's the actual enjoyer, then there's a natural course in society. But as soon as we fall into this idea that we are enjoyers and that this creation is meant for our enjoyment, then there's problems. As Prabhupada points out here, for the common man, if he's a good soul, then there's a chance for advancement by hearing. In the previous verses, Lord Krishna points out that some perceive the super soul within themselves through meditation, others through the cultivation of knowledge, and still others through working through fruitive desires. And Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport that there are those who, by the cultivation of knowledge, may develop a little bit of casual understanding of how this material universe is working. There are others who, by their meditation, may realize that that I'm not this body. And then there are those who, as Prabhupada points out here, who cultivate different yoga systems and in the process try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by childish activities. The fact is that they're missing the essence of it. The bottom line is the Personality of Godhead. So, to understand that, this verse is very appropriate. Because it points out that in order for one to understand what the absolute truth is, one has to hear from authority. It's critical that one hear from the right source. And this hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to this hearing. And it means hearing from the right source again. We're hearing so many things. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Shrotavyadini Rajan Aninam Santi Sahasrasha, that people are listening to so many things where there's so many, all you need is a little receiver and you can hear all of these, all this garbage that's floating through the ether and is affecting people subtly. They may not realize it, but it has its effect. So, aside from that, we're listening to so many things. But what is there? What is the benefit of that hearing? The Vedic literatures describe that one should hear. This hearing process is very important in that. By the hearing process, one can understand the absolute truth. Tom Bhakti Yogi Paribhava Dharid Sarojha. There's a very nice verse in the Bhagavatam which explains that the devotees of the Lord, they see the personality of Godhead through their ears by the process of bona fide hearing. Because again, the Supreme Lord is of a pure spiritual nature. We may not be qualified to perceive Him, just like we're seeing the deity on the altar. For most of us, it's just a stone figure. But actually, the personality of Godhead is there. It's just that these senses have not been sufficiently purified. As we were listening this morning, Srila Prabhupada in morning discourse was pointing out that the personality of Godhead is understood by purified senses. Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavidgrahyam Indriyai. It's by purifying the senses that we can perceive the personality of Godhead. And that most important sense is the sense of hearing. Because again, it's by that hearing process that the heart becomes purified. And when the heart is purified, the Lord takes His seat there. So this hearing from a bona fide source is paramount. And again, what are the sources of our authoritative hearing in the age, in the present age? Well, it's either CNN or it's ESPN or it's this talk station or this one. Those are the authorities in the present age. So people are deriving no benefit from that hearing. All it does is create anxiety within the heart. It creates anxiety within the mind. But to hear from the proper authority, the heart becomes cleansed. And the heart has to be cleansed in order for one to understand spiritual subject matter. Otherwise, it's not possible. If the heart is contaminated with so many material desires and overcome by so many dirty things, then there's no attraction for spiritual subject matter. What to speak, there's no sitting place for the Supreme Lord. Of course, the Lord is there within the heart, as he explains in the previous verse, Upadarshtana Mantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. Krishna is situated in the heart there as the overseer and permitter. And he's directing the wanderings of all living beings, certainly. But we also want to make a very comfortable place for him there within the heart so that we can perceive him, so we can communicate with him. So this hearing is most important. And Lord Chaitanya stresses, particularly in this day and age, the age of Kali Yuga, where again people are not so interested. Manda sumanda matavaya, manda bhagya upadrita. People are very slow to spiritual practice. They're very slow to take up spiritual research. He recommends this transcendental vibration of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These holy names are directly the personality of Godhead who's appeared in this day and age. Kali Yugadharma Namara Prachar. The Lord has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us the a quick and simple formula for understanding spiritual life and making our lives perfect. And that is by this chanting process. And as Srila Prabhupada points out here, it is stated therefore that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls. We want to hear from realized souls because it's by their association that the seed of devotional service is planted. Just like we're going out in the material world and we're associating with so many persons who may be interested in so many unmentionable things, and we become attracted. That seed for material activity is planted. So similarly, by the association of pure devotees, the advanced devotees, the seed of devotional service is planted. Adoshada tata sadhu sangha. It's by their association, by the sangha or the association of the devotees, that one develops an interest. That something all of a sudden comes up. Let me see what this Krishna consciousness is all about. And then by taking that association, gradually the faith in spiritual practice develops. Because again, people don't have very much interest or faith in spiritual practice because there's such a negative perception. Generally, when people talk about religion, there's a negative perception there. It's created world wars. It's created so many cultural problems, social problems, etc., etc. It goes on and on. People are not so much interested in these things. But, again, by hearing from the proper authorities, the proper source, real knowledge or the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests simply by that hearing. Yasya deva para bhakti yata deva tata guru. By hearing from the proper authorities, the imports which are there, the essential understandings which are there in Shastra and scripture become revealed. The knowledge is there. It's just a matter of it being transmitted and revealed through the proper channels. So hearing from realized souls, as Prabhupada points out here, gradually become able to understand everything. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. By hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, by a bona fide representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything becomes manifest. And it's the reason for that, of course, is that by hearing one's miseries, the miseries of material life, are diminished, and ultimately they're eradicated. There's a very nice verse in the Vedic literatures that describe that in the association of the devotees of the Personality of Godhead, a discussion about his activity, satam prasanga mama virya sangvido, bhavanta hitkarna rasayana kata, that discussing in the association of devotees the activities and pastimes of the Lord, which is pleasing to the ear and to the heart. When we hear such discussion, it becomes very pleasing. When you hear other topics, it's just agitating. It's irritating. But when we hear about the activities of the Personality of Godhead, they have such a pleasing effect upon the ear and within the heart. And gradually, this transcendental knowledge develops, and the detachment from material things develop, and one becomes fixed in a spiritual life, and then devotional service begins. So we're ultimately we're listening, we're trying to take this association and listen to this so that we can develop devotional service, pure love of God. That is the goal. And mitigate the miseries of a material life simultaneously. We were discussing the other day, there was one very nice story that Srila Prabhupada was relating in one of our, in a purport of one verse we were studying the other day. He gives the story of, was it Rupa Goswami who gave the example of the sunshine? And how he compares it to devotional service. How the goal of devotional service is not liberation or freedom from sinful reactions, but the goal of it is to develop love for God. And that liberation and freedom from distress, freedom from miseries of material life, they're byproducts. They happen. The real goal is to develop love for the Personality of Godhead. These other things, they happen, again, as byproducts. And he compares it to the sun. Just like when the sun is coming up in the morning, the darkness is dissipating. We don't actually see the sun, but the effects are there. So, until finally, of course, the sun comes up and we can see it directly. So the process of devotional service is similar to that. That by practicing the process of bhakti yoga, the goal is developing love for God and liberation or freedom from material misery. These are, again, byproducts. They happen. But that's not the goal. But the Lord is so merciful that all of those things are provided simply by that process. And that, again, is instilled in us by this proper association. It means, again, listening to those who are who have understood and who are giving that knowledge in its purest form. And that pure form, again, is purifying all of us. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. Kavibir iritam kalmasapaham. It's described that this hearing about the activities of the personality of Godhead is the life and soul of those who are suffering in this material world. And who can say that they're not suffering? We're all having to deal with birth, death, old age, and disease. We can't avoid them, no matter how expert we may be and or how materially successful or strong or intelligent, whatever. Despite all of this, we're all having to experience these different sufferings in the material world. But the pastimes, hearing about the activities of the personality of Godhead, are so nectarian that they eradicate the reactions, all of one's sinful reactions, simply by hearing them. It's so powerful. And they bestow good fortune upon all those who may hear it, even though they may not be aware. Even one may not be fully understanding, just as Srila Prabhupada comments here, that for the common man, if he's a good soul, then there's a chance for advancement. Even a common person, if the soul is good, then there's a great chance for them to advance in spiritual life. So this hearing, it eradicates the reactions and it provides good fortune. And this knowledge, which is broadcast throughout the world, it's filled with spiritual power. Just like when we're chanting, we can actually feel the power of Krishna consciousness. Just like earlier we had this wonderful kirtan, the devotees were chanting so nicely. You can actually feel how there's some spiritual potency there, how it's purifying. So it's filled with spiritual potency. And it's so important that the devotees of the Lord, they go through, they take great risk in trying to distribute this knowledge. Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayaso jana. The Vedas describe that even sometimes one may risk one's life in spreading this knowledge. Just as Srila Prabhupada here in the purport, he comments about the form of the Lord in, as Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan movement, his associates, they tried to go out also and spread Krishna consciousness, and they were assaulted. They were risking life and limb to spread this message. It's so important. So the devotees of the Lord, they also sometimes take on this risk factor in order to spread this spiritual knowledge. the Lord explains in Bhagavad Gita that when one does this, he becomes favored by him. It doesn't go unnoticed. Typically in the material world, when people perform some austerity, no one notices. Maybe someone will give you a little medal and or a ribbon, or maybe even, you know, a gold watch after 40 years. But when one performs austerity on behalf of the personality of Godhead, spreading this knowledge, the Lord becomes especially satisfied. As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, he takes such persons to be very special. Yaidam paramam guyam mad bhakteshu bhadhashati. Those souls that go out and distribute this knowledge and make it available, because again, it has to be made available. Because again, there are so many persons who are needing to hear. They're needing to hear what's of real value. As this verse explains, they may not be so conversant in spiritual knowledge, but they begin worshiping the personality of Godhead upon hearing. So it's important to make that endeavor to spread Krishna consciousness, to make it available. And when one makes that endeavor, the Lord becomes very pleased. Actually, they're described as most munificent. It's like we're looking for some friendship in this material world, but it's our experience is that it's not very satisfying. Typically, people give of themselves to a friend. And they may again get a little bit of sense gratification, but after some time it gets old. And you're just not the right one anymore. And it's such a common thing. The reality is that Krishna, Surida Sarva Dehinam, Krishna is our true friend. Krishna is our best friend. And he's not a person that will cheat us or shortchange us or doesn't appreciate when we engage in some austerity for him. Without a doubt. When again, someone makes that effort, Krishna appreciates it, and the reward is going back to Godhead, as Prabhupada points out here. Although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers, faithful hearing from an authoritative person will help one transcend this material existence and go back home, back to Godhead. The real goal is to go back to Godhead. We're not interested in this material world. That it's just an illusion. It's just a facade. It's just like when you go down and you go to see the movies, or you see the red carpet people. You know, sometimes they go on the red carpet. I've seen this before. Right, they take all kinds of photographs, and the person doesn't look like they were in the movies because they've pasted them over with so much makeup, and they've adjusted so much on the screen. But it's all an illusion. The reality is that we're spirit souls, and we're not meant to be in this miserable material world. So the remedy, again, is hearing from the pure devotees and engaging in chanting the holy names, the Sankirtan movement. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Discussion? Criticisms? We'll read the verse again. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. So, if someone is a bit pious, they'll be interested in hearing. If one is at all pious in one's life, they'll be interested in hearing about the activities of the personality of Godhead. And by hearing about those activities again, one will be able to transcend the path of birth and death. Otherwise, it's janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshana darshanam. It's coming back into this world, and Krishna says again, Ashadana dharmasya, I forget the next line, but it explains that those who are not faithful on this path of Krishna consciousness, are not faithful on a spiritual path, for that matter, they again have to come back into this material world. Who wants to come back here? It's not a pleasant place. People are struggling like anything every day. They're overwhelmed by so many anxieties. You just have to look at, you can't avoid it. The media, it's just portraying, a bleak situation in the world. People are overcome by so many anxieties. They don't know how to get out of it. The alternative, the real solution, is this process of Krishna consciousness. This knowledge that Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita, it's the only alternative. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we invite everyone to please come over across the street, and we're going to be serving out our Sunday love feast. Hare Krishna.